It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. That's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the 8-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny. On Getting Skinny.
Doctor, back in the saddle after traveling together for 3 days.
Lee, we're back here in Atlanta, Georgia. We were away doing the Omaha Fitness and Health and Wellness Expo last week. What a great time. We got to spend some quality time together.
You could say that. I won't, but you could. You got to spend time with me, so that's a win for you. I was stuck with you, so I was had the raw end of that deal.
Really? I kind of think the opposite.
It's hard for me to believe.
How strange is that? Isn't that just amazing?
It's
that
hard
we both
for me to
are
believe.
So different. Our opinions are so different.
Hard to believe.
Well, we had an amazing time. We had a lot of fun. That was our first time in Omaha, Nebraska.
Absolutely.
What a cool little place. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what you think.
No, it was really cool. And they were really cool there. And the person that put on the entire event was really awesome. Bob Mancuso, I want to thank you
great
for
guy.
Bringing us out there.
One of the good guys.
Really good, and just a cool little town. It's amazing how much space there is with so many for so little people.
The people weren't little, Doctor. I don't know where you were hanging out,
not,
but there were some big people there.
I mean, the volume of people, the density of population is
not
so
a lot
small.
Of people.
Not a lot of people.
But large people.
Lots of streets, lots of space, but not a lot of people to fill it.
No, absolutely.
It was almost like it was deserted.
And we were downtown.
Right. It's kind of, if you've never been to Omaha, Nebraska, Creighton University is kind of the focal point of the city, right?
Yes, downtown.
And, yeah, right, downtown. And we didn't really venture out, we really didn't get a chance to see the entire city. But we did, what was really funny is we passed by the Gallup polling corporate headquarters.
Yes.
And we just had on Katie Bell, who is one of the big people over there, right, Lee? What does she do over there?
She's in charge of their wellness initiative.
She's in charge of the wellness initiatives, and we got a chance to see the corporate headquarters. And they have this really cool suspension bridge that you can run on. Apparently, it's supposed to be the biggest suspension
yes.
bridge in the world. And Dr. Fitness got a chance to run.
And you ran up.
I ran
2 miles,
Nebraska
right?
to Iowa.
Man.
I ran from
two
Nebraska
state to
state. Iowa over that bridge.
Have you ever run from state to state before?
I have not. Not
first
not
time.
In the same run. Not in the same run.
Wow.
So it was a lot of fun. Had a great time. And what we were there for was this fitness expo. We were actually leading off the stretching in the morning for the MS walk, and that was a lot of fun. That actually, if you go to our Facebook page, you can actually see us there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have video?
Yeah,
you put that up?
We have video there.
You figured out how to put it up.
Well, my son figured it out.
Nice.
So he helped me use some of the stuff off my phone to get it onto the...
Our intern.
Right. So it's going to be up there. It should be up there later on today. There's a lot. And there's a couple of pictures of you. We actually stopped by a place. You had a donut that was pretty...
It was very large.
About the size of your
head.
That
was the highlight of the trip for me.
The donut?
Yeah.
Really? That was the highlight of the entire trip?
Yes, and the ice cream. The donut and ice cream. I wish I could have combined them, actually. And that would have really taken it to another level.
Well, we had a really good time. And we were also there to keynote to speak at the Wellness Center there, the Wellness Expo. And
ran into a fan.
Yes, we did. We
guy
ran into
drove
a fan.
From Denver, Colorado.
What was his name?
A good friend of ours who drove from Denver, Colorado.
That's just, you don't even know his name.
One of our Facebook fans. And if he contacts us, we'll get him on the show.
I don't know about that, but we'll...
Absolutely.
I don't know about that.
Anybody who drives
from
Denver, Colorado to see us anywhere.
And who's a fan. That was great.
That
was
they
really
earned
cool.
A
yeah.
guest spot just for that.
We had a lot of fun. It was really good to... and also, I want to thank our sponsors, Pop Chips, for supplying so many Pop Chips. It was amazing, the reception for Pop Chips.
When you say free chips... A crowd gathers. It's you should try that. Buy some chips and then buy some Pop Chips and just stand out in front of you like in the mall and yell, free chips.
The funny thing is that most people thought we were there to give away to that we were with Pop Chips.
Yeah.
We're like, no.
It's good for them. They're the big winners.
We have a radio show. We just got a whole bunch of these promo things to
give away.
Right, to give out and to talk to you about them.
And
they're really good.
If you're a sponsor, it's a great way for us to sample your product out there.
Right, exactly.
So you should be lining up.
So I want to thank them for supplying them. It was really very generous of you, and we had a great time. And it was very well received. The people love them.
Yes.
And especially for people who don't really get a chance to get to Pop Chips, we know that they're in Target. They're in Whole Foods. Omaha, Nebraska actually has both of those places, so people can get them
don't
there.
Don't be so shocked.
Look, there wasn't a lot of things you can get there. But the funny thing is, Lee and I go to Omaha, Nebraska, right? What's the first thing you think that we would eat there?
Steak.
No. Pizza.
What? Well, that's what we did eat. But that's not what you would think we would eat.
Right. You would think steak. Right. You would think steak. We go for the pizza. And we actually found the place that was really good.
Good. Surprisingly.
It was really good. And then tell everyone about our trip to another famous place there called Piccolo Pete's.
Piccolo Pete's is one of...
landmark.
Warren Buffett is... you might have heard of him. He's from Omaha. He's one of the...
We didn't see him there, though.
Wealthiest. We might have. We just didn't
He wasn't
notice
at
him.
The Fitness Expo.
No, that for sure. And so we had a recommendation that this is one of his favorite places. And when we got there, there were pictures of him with Bill Gates. There were pictures of him with A-Rod. There was pictures of him with Ben Stein. So he has ventured into that place on occasion.
This place was terrible. This was like – I knew I was in trouble. First of all, the fat guy goes to me, goes, look, we're in Omaha.
We have to. I don't care if it's good or not.
We have to get steak. So, of course, I'm like, all right.
He doesn't eat steak. That's the problem.
All right.
Mr. Picky Eater has to only eat fish or salad.
Fish. So they have this really cool downtown area, kind of hippie, kind of hippish area called the Old Market.
And it's nowhere near there, this restaurant. Nowhere near there.
They have all these restaurants down there that are kind of like, you know, like a little sidewalk cafe. You can sit outside, you know, kind of trendy, nice.
In hindsight, that might have been a better play.
But knowing Lee,
I'm insistent.
Lee, first of all, the thing about the fat guy that's great is he wants to sample the culture. When he goes to a place, he wants not the typical run of the mill type of restaurant. He wants to sample
what the locals eat.
What the locals go to. If you said this name, you would bring a tear to someone's eye. Go, oh,
it was packed. That place was huge and packed.
It was huge and packed, and I knew I was in trouble when we pulled up. And Lee said, we can get right in.
There was people waiting outside. It was because we only had a party of two.
We only had a party of two. We only had a party of two.
It was prom night.
But
remember that. We saw a lot of the prom beauties going in there.
So we walk in and we sit down, and I knew we were in big trouble because when we sat down.
That was your tip off. Go ahead. Tell them your tip off. I'll tell you what my tip off was.
My tip off was the vinyl, the vinyl that was on the vinyl tablecloth. And the saltine crackers in a basket, the Tabasco sauce and ketchup.
Okay, my tip off that it wasn't going to be good was when they brought the bread basket and it was literally white bread. Right. It's sliced white bread in a basket.
But I got to tell you, the best thing was when we walked in, there was probably a 10-foot, a large disco ball in the middle of the restaurant.
Because it's 60 years old, this restaurant.
No. Yeah, 60 or 70 years old. It's been there forever. It's an institution. And you know what? When we got there, first of all, there's a huge sign. Like, what restaurant do you have? Like, there was a cowboy?
It was like the cowboy from the Las Vegas sign. That was like a smaller version of that was in front of the place. Piccolo Pete playing some guy in a kind of a metrosexual stance playing a piccolo.
So
kind of like the Pied Piper.
So I didn't even
but
pay
in overalls.
I didn't pay attention to it. But we have pictures of it and that we'll put on our Facebook page. But the funny thing was that, you know, when we got there I was kinda like, you know, this is kinda cool. I actually kinda liked the local flavor too and it was nice to check it out. But the meal was far less.
The meal was lacking. The steak wasn't terrible. But the rest of the green beans. The green beans was what put it over the edge for us. The green beans were
Tell them what it reminded you of.
It reminded me of having steak dinner at home when I was a kid. Like, steak dinner wasn't a regular thing. That was like a big treat, and we would have canned green beans because back in the day, that's all. Did they even have fresh? There must have been fresh somewhere. Right?
Nobody had fresh.
Unless you had a garden.
I think it was a delicacy back when we were kids to have a can.
That was going big time.
TV dinners were like, oh my God, it was
right.
It
was just a treat.
Right. Those were the things that were trendy at the time.
Yeah, so it was... Warren, you can do better. Omaha can invest in a little nicer steak place, I think. Ruth Chris
could
show up over there.
Here's a tip when you're traveling and you go and you ask the person at the hotel about a restaurant and they don't – it's an institution and they've never been there. That's not a good sign, right?
It was 60 years old. How could they not have been there?
They said they had never been there.
There was hundreds of people there.
lots of people there, but we
well, maybe that speaks of our hotel staff.
Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But anyway, so we went to this fitness expo. Lots of interesting characters floating around at a fitness expo.
Yes, I've never seen this many psychics in one place.
Yeah, there was there was the what was the guy called?
Alan? Psychic Andy.
Psychic Andy. We ran into. Yeah. Well, actually, his family ran into. We never came across Psychic Andy.
Right.
But there was actually a section like called the Mystic section. Right, Lee? Mystic.
Yeah.
That was quite a treat.
A lot of
like rock shaman. A lot of shaman.
Crystals.
Incense.
Lots of incense.
It's got that smell. It's got that
scent. Head shop smell.
Right. And the funny thing about when you walk down the aisle of these things, you look at the people that are there, they don't look healthy.
They don't look like they're in the best health.
They look sick almost. They look like they're
They need more of their multi-level marketing supplements.
Yeah, not good. Not good. You want some, first of all, if I was a mystic or in the mystic section, I would have, like, the dancers that they had.
Belly dancers.
Well, not belly dancers, but, like, models. I would have the hot models.
Belly dancers. That's mystic.
That's what
Little castanets.
Okay. Huh? All right. Maybe.
Exposed midriff.
Leilania.
That'll get you people in there.
Maybe I have Leilania.
That'll draw a crowd. How many people? These people don't know how to work these expos. How many people were just sitting there, like, waiting for someone to go into the booth?
Yeah.
We were out there. We were making people come in our booth.
Yeah, we had.
It was overflowing with people.
We caused quite a commotion. If you came down our aisle, there's no way.
You got your money's worth.
You couldn't leave without getting entertained.
We had
a blast.
Entertainment was free.
We had a lot of fun. And also, I took advantage of the free massages, right?
Yeah. Yes, you did. That took up half our day. How many do you have? 11?
No.
You went to every single free massage place in the expo, and there were hundreds.
I got to tell you, the funniest thing of the whole day was when you went to the one and they were asking you if you wanted a massage, and you said, no, I have intimacy issues. That almost died when you said that. That was a classic line and too funny, and I couldn't stop laughing. That was great. And you scared a couple of people away. A lot of people moved away from you after you said that. That was great.
Yeah, that was. I don't think they got me in Omaha.
You weren't as well received in Omaha as Dr.
Some
Fitness
people
was?
Did. Remember the funny guy, the rapper, the white rapper?
The white rapper?
The guy, this was too funny. We were going, we had all the pop chips on the table, and the guy asked what flavors there are, and he's this white guy, and he's got the tracksuit. Zip down. He's got the big silver chain with the big like dollar sign, and his hat's a little.
So
I go down the flavors. They got barbecue. They got original. They got sour cream and onion. They got salt and pepper.
Wiki wiki.
I thought he was going to hit me.
But
I don't think he heard the salt.
I gotta
pepper.
Tell you,
that's how old we are.
The definite craziest experience for me was when we got on that power plate. That
yeah, finally we got on one of them.
Those vibrate.
I'm still
of all,
vibrating.
If you've never experienced a power plate before, this thing vibrates you. It reminded me, if any listeners that listen to the Howard Stern Show, this is, I think, the male version of the Sibian.
And the female.
And the female version, too. This thing vibrates you where you vibrates your tongue, your mouth,
teeth,
your head.
If you have a loose filling, forget it.
Yeah, I had to close my eyes because my eyes were vibrating. It was, the frequency is so high. And, of course, they're telling you how all you got to do is stand this thing for 5 minutes and it's
going to... 5 minutes, like a minute.
And it's going to get you fit.
You only be in 30 seconds or a minute at a time.
The best is what they... I love when they put the meatheads into these booths and they get that and they're like, oh, you got to get in these for 5 minutes. You know what? In the company, we have only one guy that's been able to do...
This mythical creature.
We've had one guy who's been able to do 25 push-ups while doing the power plate. You're going, wow, that's great,
I'm
man.
So impressed.
That's awesome. I wonder if Lance Armstrong can get on here
no,
and do push-ups.
No, he could. Not even him.
Yeah, it was. I love those devices. So it was a lot of fun. Again, thank you so much. Go to our Facebook page. Check out all of our pictures. There's going to be a lot more pictures out there. There's going to be some video as well. I'll try to eliminate some of the cursing. I think I cursed a little bit on the videos.
Did you?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Man,
I know you did.
I don't curse.
All right, maybe it was me then. Anyway, we had a great time. We can't wait to go back. We are also going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Alive Fitness Expo in May 15th and 16th
a few weeks.
As well. just a few
for
weeks.
For our local fans.
We will be there. So if you're in Atlanta, come down and see us.
You don't have to drive from Denver to go to this, Atlanta people.
Absolutely. You know, believe there was also someone that thought that that bit donut that you had that was the size of your head was a bagel. They thought you were maybe eating a bagel.
It was huge. I'd love to see a bagel that big.
Might be. Okay. Well, I want to bring on our first guest today. We have the lovely Carla Walsh with us. She is the creator.
The brains behind our organization.
Not our organization. She's her own brain because she's the head of the HealthfulBitesBlog.com. And this is my prediction, Lee. I guarantee you within the next 5 years, Carla Walsh is going to be one of the top bloggers on the universe, fitness bloggers, in the next 5 years. What do you think?
I'll bet on her.
Carla, welcome to the show.
You guys are too kind.
No, we're not. We're just saying
we just
it
say
like
it like it is.
Now, first of all, Carla, you were in Iowa. And
you couldn't come to see us, but some guy can drive from Denver.
That's right.
Do you want to explain that to us?
We were going
to
get a helicopter. We were going to charter a helicopter, get you picked up. And
so wish I could have gone. I was taking a test on that weekend, but... Hey, you guys were talking about other events that you were going to. Are you going to this thing in Atlanta on May 1st, the World Fitness Day?
No, we
wanted to, but we're going to be in New York.
But we're going to be in New York. We're going to be there's some
Jane Fonda event.
Yeah, there's something with Jane Fonda. Is that what that's about?
It's Dr. Fitness doesn't like her political views, so we're not going.
Oh, but I was in love with her back in the day, Carla.
Things, the socks,
you know,
on your leg. Leg warmers.
It took her, I'll tell you, she did not hit the wall until very recently. Other than that, she was a beauty for at least up until her 60s, I think. Right, Lee?
Those leg warmers. It's all about the leg warmers.
You think it's the leg warmers? I don't know. Anyway, so we missed you. We didn't see you, but you know what? I say what we're going to do is someday I think we're going to meet up in New York. And what we're going to do is we're going to first of all, I know you've been in Iowa for a long time. I don't think you've ever been to a kosher deli before. Have you, Carla?
How do you know?
I'm asking her question.
I have, but I hear that I should.
Carla, we are going to take you someday. We're up in New York City. We're going to take you to the famous Ben's Deli. And you're going to experience corned beef and pastrami or turkey like you've never had in your life before. How is that?
Okay, I look forward to that.
Well, that's going to happen. I guarantee you we're going to do that someday. I know Iowa's a big, you know, it's...
We were in Iowa.
I know. By the way, I ran across the state of Iowa, not the whole state. But you know what we're going to do? We ran into a bunch of people that told us about the rag braai. And I think...
Yes, you have to do that.
Yeah. Have you ever done that before?
No, I haven't, but I want to really bad. I'll do it if you do it.
Well, I'll tell you what. The fat guy, he's a chicken.
Do it with Dr. Fitness.
Maybe, Carla.
Tell me about it.
Maybe me and you will, because we have a tandem bike. One of our sponsors, Supersize Cycles, we have a tandem bike built for two. And to be honest with you, I would rather ride with you than the fat guy, because chances are the fat guy isn't going to make the whole race, and he gets bored, and he gives up. So I think maybe me and you should do this. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll pull my weight. I'm game, definitely.
All right. I'm going to check it out, but I think we'd love to do it. And I heard it's a big party. For people who don't know, the Rag Braai is a race across entire state, across Iowa. I think that's what it stands for.
It's for a week.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of fun. A lot of good times there. So now, Carly, you're going to talk today about your supplying your DVD library. Now, first of all, when you talk about this DVD library, have you added to your DVD library the Pussycat Dolls new video that we had on a couple weeks ago?
I haven't. I did listen to the show, and I was very intrigued. And I was intrigued in Marta's DVDs last week, too.
Okay.
I need to. I have a whole, to-do list, so they're going on my birthday wish list.
Okay, well, what that's going to be, we got to send you we have an extra set
of DVDs.
We'll send
you whatever we got here.
From Marta Montenegro. But I don't know if we have any extra of the Pussycat Doll. I'll see if we do. But that's a good one. I really like that. What are some of your favorites?
I'll have to try it out. I'm so excited. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, so I love fitness DVDs. I think they're a perfect tool to make it really convenient and easy to work out, because you can do it right in your home, and it's pretty inexpensive. And you can also use them to get workout move ideas, so you can create your own personalized workout without a DVD.
Uh-huh. Now, When it comes to a DVD, what is some of the things that you look for? Is it broken up into time, good time elements that you know that you can utilize? Like, is it best to have like series where they're 10-minute intervals or like 30-minute intervals? What works best for you?
See, some of the things that I look for when I am trying to decide whether I should buy a DVD is the time and the length of the segments, because I personally like to get my money's worth, so I like to see a lot of content on a DVD.
Uh-huh.
But for some people, that's overwhelming, so they would rather have 10-minute chunks. So based on what your preference is, that's something to look at. And you can also take a look at what are the best sellers out there. That might give you some good ideas. What top health magazines pick as their favorites. And then some of the sites that I like to look at, like collagevideo.com,
uh-huh,
have like intensity estimates and like choreography intricacy. And so that's perfect so that you can get like a better idea of what the DVD entails, so that you're not getting something too easy or way too hard.
Right. You know, the Fat Guy and I have really a very simple way of analyzing DVDs, fitness
What's
DVDs.
That?
It just breaks down to two things. We like scantily clad clothing and sweat.
A little risque movements.
Yes. Preferably lingerie type of workout material.
They don't really even have to work out that much.
Right.
That's optional.
Right. That's really what it breaks down for
us. They could just stand there and talk for all we care.
Yeah. And no music. I don't really care about the music. That doesn't bother me. You know, whatever they want. But I do get distracted when it's that Middle Eastern dance, you know, with the – what are those things?
Castanets.
Castanets.
He's not a big castanet fan.
And the Middle Eastern music. Kind of – I don't know.
Too squealy.
It throws me off. It throws me off. Throws me off my game. I'm not – that doesn't do it for me. So those are the things. Now, are there any particular people that come out with lots of DVDs that you – like if they come out with a DVD, you're like, oh, man, you got to –
That's a must-have.
You got to have that one.
Okay, well, my personal favorite is Kathy Friedrich. She's been around since, like, the 80s. Like, I have some of her workouts where she has, like, the whole, like, hairdo from the 80s.
Probably. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, when it's all...
I was born.
Right, when their time, you know, when the time you can is kind of stand still and you can kind of see, well, you know, that was shot back in the 80s.
Yeah, but she has some that she just came out with this year. And I actually, before this interview, pulled together a list of my top 10 picks, and I posted that on the Listmania on Amazon.
Okay.
So I will pass along that link to you guys in case anybody's interested in seeing some of my favorites.
Yeah, no, tell us. I want to hear them. Tell them all. Give us the top 10. Run it down.
Okay.
Do you have the drums, Lee? Well, you have that drum beat thing? What do you got?
No.
David Letterman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We could totally
make okay, just give me your top three. Let's just, and they got to go to get the rest.
Yes, I recently got the personal training with Jackie, the Power Circuit Training Jackie Warner DVD.
Oh, yeah, Jackie Warner.
Bravo.
I really, really like that.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her, too. She's really, that's a good one. Very good. Yeah. Very well done.
It takes little equipment, and it gets your heart pumping, but it's mainly strength-based.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good addition to your library, I feel.
Right.
And then something that people have really been getting into lately is the 30 Day Shred Jillian Michaels DVD, and I like that too.
30 Day Shred. That? Yeah. You know what? I used to like Jillian Michaels, and she's come on our show before, but for some reason she keeps saying she'll come on our show, and then she never shows up anymore.
So we don't like her anymore.
So I don't like her.
Until she comes on, then we'll like her
again. I think that DVD stinks until she comes back on the show, and then I think I might like that DVD again. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I kind of have mixed feelings about her because I like the whole idea of everything she's trying to do, but the whole, like, diet supplement.
Right. I think she drank the Kool-Aid or got the paycheck. I know that's what that whole thing. Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah. Anyways, so then the third one is kind of just like an empire of the Biggest Loser DVDs. You can't really go wrong with those, which is really surprising. You would think they would be, you know, kind of easy,
uh-huh,
but they're actually quite challenging, and they have a good variety of strength and cardio.
Hey, Carla, how come you think they've never come out with DVDs to like your favorite music, but like with, you know, I don't know, like just your like favorite rock, hard rock, like AC/DC, but like people like Running or something like that.
Like now, those now music
compilations, but throw exercise behind it?
Yeah, but throw, you know, like show like kind of like the Wild World of Sports where the guy was crashing or something like that down the ski slope or some you know, like to sports going on in the background, like tennis, basketball, all sorts of stuff.
Well, what are you doing? The purpose is to have you move.
Yeah, but I move faster when I see other people moving.
I know, but
that's what inspires
me. So in the background, so someone's doing an aerobic class, and in the background they're showing the Wide right, World of Sports.
Maybe they should have, you know what, Carl? Maybe they should have like combat a video, like Combat Wars, like Saving Private Ryan. How's right, that? Should we good. Do like combat?
Exercise to platoon?
Right,
that's a good
platoon.
Plan.
Like people are getting shot, or people are like running through the field. What do you think about that? Shouldn't they do something like that?
Maybe have not. Like a tiger chasing you or something.
Yeah, there you
yeah
go.
That's good. That's like good. A tiger we can or work something. With that. I like mm-hmm. that. Or some animal that you're going like, to, a bear, a grizzly bear, like you have to get away from. That's good. That's
maybe
good
it'll be
one,
a
Carla.
Wii game. Sounds like a Wii game.
Yeah, sounds really good. Well, Carla, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. The blog is healthfulbitesblog.com. We got Joel Silverman coming in from The Groove, who you turned us on to. We're going to check that out. Are you having much success with your Groove?
Okay, so
are you getting your groove on?
I put it through the laundry.
Oh, it didn't go. It didn't do
so
good in the washing
bad.
Machine.
As yeah. an experiment,
was it is very sturdy. It still works.
No kidding.
Wow, good so, to know.
Very good.
Yeah. So, I would recommend taking it off your clothes before you put them in the laundry.
Good tip.
But it still works, and I'm really liking it. So.
Well, cool. Well, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and we look forward to catching up with you next month. And when are you done over there at Iowa State University?
I'm graduating May 8th.
Can we?
That's in 2 weeks.
Can Dr. Fitness and the faculty can we come there for the ceremonies? Can we hand you your degree somehow?
That would be awesome.
How cool would that be?
That would surprise
awesome.
Her, huh?
Man.
We just showed up at her dorm?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Well, anyway, Carla, we really appreciate you coming on and telling us. You have the pulse on what's going out there with all the young people out there. Check out healthfulbitesblog.com. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. That's Carla Walsh. Check her out at healthfulbitesblog.com. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out some of our great past interviews with legends like Jillian Michaels and Denise Austin. What's his name? What's Jack LaLanne as well?
Rocco DiSpirito.
These are legendary people. Devin Alexander from The Biggest Loser, the chef from there. Lots of great information, and make sure you check out also, we have our new book that's going to be released very soon by Turner Publishing called 37 Ways to Raise an Active Child, and check out our previous release, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the Partner Power Weight Loss Program. Okay. Well, anyway, I want to bring on our next guest. We are excited to have with us from British Military Fitness, the new application, My Fitness Instructor. We have with us David Stevens. Now, I don't think David actually was part of the British military, but he knows a lot about this product, and it's one of the UK's applications, the new iPhone applications that are out there. It's extremely popular, and it shows you basically how to work out outside, gives you great little workouts and stuff like that.
And you bring your phone anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, you bring your phone exactly. And what a great way. I think the thing turns into a treadmill, too. I think your iPhone
think
now
is.
Turns into a treadmill.
I think he's M from the Bond movies.
Exactly. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really good. Now, first of all, we're talking about the British military fitness, right? Because I've seen Braveheart, and, you know...
Were they British?
Yeah. Well, no. Sir William Wallace, I don't think, was British, but they fought the British, I think, in that big battle scene at the end there. Wasn't that what happened? But are we promoting now... Because is the British military... Are they the best of the best? Are they better than the KGB or, like, Mossad? Lee, what are some of the other ones out there?
The big military groups?
Big military.
Al-Qaeda? Like,
Al-Qaeda?
Well, how's the Al-Qaeda
How do they compare?
Go.
How does the British military compare to things like that?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty difficult to draw direct comparisons. I think in the intermilitary games that you have and the war games that they're playing at the moment over in Afghanistan, the British military are...
But they're tough guys.
Performing slightly ahead of the rest of the home nations.
But the British military, they're tough. The problem with the British military is that they speak so properly, though. And so you can't, like, you know, they're not like gangster rappers where they scare you with the way they talk. Isn't that part of, You need that. Don't you need a little bit of that?
I don't know. Women love that accent.
I know. Women love that. They love that guy. Who's the guy that was the last James Bond? They really like that guy.
Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig. Yeah. You get that.
Is he in it? Is he in the app?
Is he right? Is he in the new application?
Unfortunately not, but you never know.
Now, tell us about the app. I know that, first of all, it's one of the most downloaded applications in the UK right now. Tell us a little bit about the application and what can you do with
it? Yeah, what's it like for the consumer?
Okay, yeah, I mean, basically the entire principle of what we're trying to do with the MyFitness instructor was to actually put a personal instructor on your phone or on your iPod Touch. So, you know, as you said earlier, everybody carries their phone with them.
Right.
But most of the fitness applications out there, there's some great applications, but they're all about the planning experience and then the kind of review experience afterwards.
Right.
And there's no real applications that work with you when you want to work out. So we actually built something that was all about motivating you and working with you in real time. So someone talks to you. If you say that you want to work out for 60 minutes, you'll have somebody talking to you for 60 minutes.
Oh, wow, so, that's, you know, awesome.
Well, that's what we wanted to do, and everything's set to specific times, and it's all tiered around the fitness level that you operate. So, the real difference with British Military Fitness versus some of the other items is it's not a boot camp, so no one's shouting at you.
Right.
It's not about intimidation. It's purely about encouragement. But the great thing about the British Military Fitness guys is that they've trained all their life for this, and, you know, the two gentlemen that we've got on there as instructors at the moment, one of them spent 14 years being a commando and was actually the physical training instructor for the Royal Marines. So, they're incredibly experienced at what they do, but they're also quite good fun, and, you know, they're there to work with you and help you be all you can be and, you know, really enjoy the experience. So it's actually a really good fun workout to do.
Right. So how long does it take you to program your information in to get the application up and going to get a personal workout from start to finish? How long does it take you to program in your data to get it going?
So the first time that you load the application, you can fill in a profile where you just put in your name and your age and just say yes to the disclaimer. And then every time after that, every time you start the app, you are three clicks away from having your workout set up. The way that we set the workout up is the principle is very much about turn up and turn off. So you literally, if you give us the time, we will literally train you. You don't need to worry too much about what your program should be, you know, how it fits within a plan, whether you need to bring any equipment. All you do is literally you'll say how long you want to work out for, how hard you want to work, and what kind of work you want to do. So if you wanted to do a more cardio workout or a more muscular workout, you select one of those and press start, and then everything else is taken care of for you.
Right. And also the other thing you can use with this application well is there are some biometrics that you can use, like heart rate and
keeps track of your heart rate?
And fitness testing you can do with this application as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So within the application, you can actually ask it to track your heart rate. And so it will then ask you to take your heart rate with the application at the start, in the middle, and at the end of the workout, and then that gets logged, and so you see that within your profiles. There are also fitness tests within it, so you can do a cardio fitness test, an upper body fitness test, and a lower body fitness test, and that all gets tracked as well.
Now, can I tell it I'm at the gym or I'm at the, you know, I'm at outside? Does that matter?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is that you have an area to work out in. And so, you know, it really works best if you're outside rather than at the gym. The entire principle of what we try and do at British Military Fitness is get people outdoors, get people to enjoy the outdoors and actually get away from the slightly stifling gym environment that you can be in sometimes.
Now, is there a setting that I can set it to work out with Kate Beckinsale by any chance with the military
Not
fitness?
Yet. That's in the next version upgrade.
That's definitely the one I think is going to be the big seller with the gentleman, especially the fat guy.
Change the voice
with Kate Beckinsale's voice or picture. That would be amazing. That's one of the
app we're working on.
That's what we want to talk about. Now,
I sense we could have some competition, gentlemen.
Now, David, what's the fee for what's the cost for the application?
It's a $9.99 application, which, you know, is more expensive than a lot of the apps that are out there.
Right.
And, you know, one of the interesting questions we have is what's a fair price for the application? Because actually what you get is you get a range of fitness instructors that work with you real time, and also there's a randomized function in there as well that means that every time you set a workout, even if you say you want to do 30 minutes of cardio, you'll always get a different set of exercises.
Right.
So it really is a different experience every time. It's a personal trainer. And so if you look at it in personal training terms, it's incredibly cheap.
Right. Yeah. Now, how often would you have to get kind of an upgrade of the app? Like, how much time would elapse if I'm doing this, you know, 3 to 5 times a week?
Well, there's over 16 million different exercises to choose from.
Oh, so there's like a randomized thing where I would get kind of a different workout just indefinitely?
Yes, absolutely. There's over 5 million different combinations of workouts, so even if you're doing it 5 times a week, you'd have to be about 350 years old before you found something that was identical to one that you'd done before.
Wow. See,
so only $10, that's a great deal.
Yeah,
I think it's too cheap.
Yeah, it should be $100.
It should be $100.
Easy, David.
Did you test $100?
Well, you know, we want to keep developing it as well. So we have two instructors on there at the moment, but we're also putting another two instructors on that will be free upgrades.
Right.
Now, so, you know,
wow, that's even better. Man, that thing's
great. One more instructor
deal
for your more advanced, more athletic types, and then also an instructor that's slightly more focused on the beginner, so people that maybe haven't done as much fitness work in the past, but, you know, want to try get outside and raise their heart level.
Now, what about a woman? Have you got a woman yet?
Yeah, we're the lady that's going to be doing the beginners is female. She's a fabulous Scottish lady, so she's got a wonderful Scottish accent.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's perfect.
The brave heart. Well, I'm feeling from her.
Well played, David. Well played.
Yeah, you see?
That's great. Now, David, do you think that, you know, the applications that are coming out, that seems like the big trend now where the computers, everything is going towards applications and more applications. Where do you see this advancing to? What are some of the things that you're thinking about in the future for doing applications?
Well, you know, applications are really they're a carrier for a service. And pretty much you can provide any service through one of these pieces of programming, which everyone knows as applications. So, you know, I think the iPad changes everything, and we're actually working on some indoor fitness workouts at the moment to be able to do with the iPad, because, again, you know, you may well buy your DVD, and it might be your fitness DVD, but you kind of get used to seeing the same video and the same workout every time. It gets a bit repetitive. So with the randomized function we've got, we can actually do lots and lots of video workouts. So, you know, I think the role of fitness within applications, full stop, I'd like to think that we've taken it on a level from where it was, and I think obviously people will obviously improve it from where we've taken it, and I only see a bigger and bigger role for this.
Are you doing an Android version?
Yeah, we're working on the Android version at the moment. So, you know, the challenge with Apple versus Android is that it's basically an entirely new program that you need to start all over again.
Oh.
So we're currently in programming with that at the moment.
Oh, good, because that's what Dr. Fitness, the fat guy. We're Android guys, and we got to check it out. We got to see it on the Android. We both don't have iPhones, but we definitely think that, you know, the applications for fitness are definitely, that's going
to
be the
newest way to go.
This is definitely the way to go.
And especially, I think you're onto something where having it in real time where the person can use it while they're working out. Like, because now, like you said, all you can do is track things, you know?
Yeah.
Now, David, what about the sweating factor and your iPhone and getting, you know, you're working out, but you got the iPhone there and you're sweating and, you know, how do you get around? What's going to, is there anything, any connection where, or you try to encourage not to sweat? You know, don't sweat.
How do you deal with that? That's a good question.
Well, we're definitely pro perspiration. That's something that I think is pretty important. we are, however, you know, aware that people may over perspire and may actually ruin their iPhone. So you've just reminded me to put it into the disclaimer for the next update.
You could electrocute yourself.
Absolutely. We don't want to have people getting electric shocks as they're running around.
This workout's really intense. You may get electrocuted. I like that. That's really good.
Not for use with pacemakers. Right.
That's great. Now, any English Premier?
Soccer?
Any people? EPL applications I need to be aware of that I can get better, you know, with my skills?
Well, it's interesting. The entire concept that the BMF application is built on is a pretty advanced database with a randomized function in it, so that can actually be applied in lots of different areas. So I think you'll probably see some more of those kind of
items. There you go, doctor.
David, I like that. We're on to something here. Now, one of the things I haven't noticed yet is you haven't talked yet about developing the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy application.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you guys haven't asked, and you know, I didn't want to preempt that.
Well,
we were thinking we'll just take your existing thing, and we'll just do kind of a voiceover, like in kind of Mystery Theater 3000 version of that. You familiar with that?
That would be perfect. That could be the best 5-minute workout that we have on.
And add our little touch to it.
That's right. I think that's a winner. I think that's a real winner. I think it's the only thing you're missing. But anyway, the application is it's My Fitness Instructor, and it's for iPhone app. So you can just go to your iPod, right? You can go download it from
the App Store, right?
Right. If you go to bmffitnessapp.com, that's the place to get it. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's BMF app. So you can find it there, but then if you go onto the App Store, then you'll find it under British Military Fitness.
That sounds good.
I was just thinking, actually, guys, one of the cool things about the app is that you can actually wirelessly sync your workout. So if you both have devices, you can actually sync them via Bluetooth and do the same workout together. So you need never work out alone, guys.
Oh man!
Wow, that would be a problem for us. We don't want to be together. So.
Yeah, we exactly. But that's a great idea. That actually supports our concept of having a partner and working out with a partner. We think that's a great idea, and it's a wonderful concept, and it's a winner. You got it, David. You got a winner here. I mean, this thing is and it hasn't been out for that long, and it's one of the most downloaded applications in the UK.
Yeah, you know, we've been really lucky. We're getting a lot of good reviews. Everybody seems very into it. We're getting some great support in the US as well. So, you know, it's pretty prominent on the US store at the moment. We've just put another two updates through as well. So, you know, the product keeps growing and improving. We've got a series of updates coming out. And so, you know, we're delighted with where it started. The entire concept of the app is that we want to keep building on it and improving it. So, as you say, it's like there may be 5 million workouts, but we want to keep loading new exercises and new instructors. So, you know, we constantly keep this thing quite fresh.
Well, David, you got to do me a huge favor. And when there's another update or a new application that you might be working on, when the soccer one comes out. Anything comes out. When it gets more advanced, let us know. Give us a call. We'd love to have you back on and talk more about the application.
Yeah, we're big fans.
And it's give us the website again.
It's bmffitnessapp.com.
bmffitnessapp.com. That's the place to get it. And it's only $9.99. That's less than
two lattes for you.
Exactly. That's less than two lattes. Perfect. David, it's a pleasure been talking to you, and we look forward to having you back on the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks very much. I really enjoyed it.
All okay. right. Thank Bye. You so much. That Have is – you too. That is the BMF Fitness app.com. The My Fitness Instructor is from the British military. Check that out. It's a great new application for your iPhone. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out all of our past great interviews, interviews with Jackie Warner, interviews with Jillian Michaels, interviews with Denise Austin, Jack LaLanne, Rocco DeSpirito, Devin Alexander, Lee, who else have we had on the show?
What about all our friends in the magazine world? So Be Fit.
That's Men's right.
Fitness,
Roy Johnson.
Eating well.
Absolutely. Lots of cool people out there. Make sure you check out our new book that's coming out very soon. Check out our website. It's going to be called 37 Ways to Raise an Active Child. And also check out our book called You Can't Lose Weight Alone, The Partner Power Weight Loss Program. Okay. And you know what? Also check out some of our past interviews with people like Ellen Barrett. I know she's been on our show before, Lee.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. So
and she even came back.
And guess what? She's back today because she has a new DVD called Happy Baby, Fit Mama. I watched it this morning. This was a lot of fun. I love her kid. The kid was absolutely brilliant on this DVD. I got to talk to her
kid,
about
the very talented?
Kid made the DVD, took it to a whole nother level. And
was it a robot kid or a real kid?
No, it was a real.
You know, the robots look very realistic now.
No, absolutely, but
could have been a robot.
Ellen also has out the DVD from Prevention Magazine called The Flat Belly Workout as well. She has been on Fit TV. She's done lots of stuff. She's
very
got her own
busy.
Studio. She's busy. She used to train I think Paul the McCartneys, Heather Mills McCartney, and Paul McCartney. We got to ask her about that. That must have been fun, huh? That must have been some little workout there. Anyway, Ellen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, you know, it's sunny outside. That's happening.
Well, is it sunny or snowing? Because I know you live in Connecticut, right?
You're up there in Connecticut. I live in Connecticut now, and it's super warm and beautiful.
Like, really? When they say warm in Connecticut, they mean 65.
Well, yes, it's 70, but that's great because we've had very cold weather this week.
Yeah, you know, I was checking out your blog, and it wasn't too long ago I saw you in running in snow.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes. What was that? In April?
That was February 28th, and I was grateful. That was actually nice weather.
Oh, really?
Really? There's like a frozen lake behind me. I know, that was actually beautiful weather.
Wow.
That was February 28th. It was the polar bear run. I run that loop all the time. We have a cottage up in Litchfield County, which I love. It's this nature retreat for us, and we love it. And it's on this lake. And I run this loop, and so they have a sanctioned race every year.
Uh-huh.
And I ran it this year. I was really excited that they didn't need a snowplow, and the streets were dry.
And PETA's okay with, like, letting a polar bear loose chasing runners. They're okay with that.
Now, did you run with your baby attached to you in the front, like on the DVD?
I did not.
Yeah, that would be quite a hassle.
It would be bonding. It would be an unbelievably moving experience.
There were strollers. There were kids in strollers, but I didn't even do that.
You didn't do that.
Through the snow? That's crazy.
Look, you made the reason why I'm asking is you made the DVD with your son, and I figured that maybe you would do this run with your son. But that's okay.
How many children did you have to use to make the DVD?
We used one, but it was a really long shoot because he had to take a nap. And
first of all, I got to tell you, that your son was precious. He really was precious. I love the first of all. I don't know if he was picking his nose when you're doing the cardio. I don't know if he was sucking his thumb or picking his nose, but the facial expressions were priceless.
How old is the son? Like 16, 17? What are we talking about?
He's 16 months now.
Oh,
but when we shot the video, he was 7 months.
Oh, okay.
There you go. And is his name Luca?
His name's Luca.
Oh man, what a he's precious.
Does he have a Facebook fan page yet?
No, he doesn't. I should work on that.
Well, the DVD is awesome. You have three parts to it called the cardio, the core, and what's the third one?
Calm.
That's right, the calm. And the funny one was I like when you're doing the one where he's sleeping. That was great.
That's the calm.
I don't know if that was that the calm?
That's actually core.
Right, that was the core, right.
Standing. You know, people have really gotten a lot of feedback on that section because it's kind of do anywhere abs. You can do it in the park.
Right.
You could do it when you're strolling and you come to a stop, or you could do it at home when you're standing at the kitchen. So we've gotten a lot of good feedback about that section.
Right. I think that it's a great DVD because you're actually showing the DVD with your son, and you're actually showing – you're doing it in real time. So it's actually – you know, it shows you that you can – even whatever your kid's up to, you can still do the deep. You know, you're not like just saying, you can do this and put your child over here. You actually have your child right there. So it really, was.
Hand the child to the nanny and do 10 push-ups. Like, that's
right.
Not the DVD.
You know what? What's interesting is a lot of exercise DVDs that are postnatal don't have the baby.
Right.
And the reality of it is we have the baby with us.
Right.
You, no one tells you that you'll never be alone ever again, and that's the truth. And so you have to figure out how you can be fit with another thing tagged along with you.
Now, were you worried about your son being able to behave while you're paying lots of people to get this thing all set up? You got the cameras, you got a lot of production.
They use flesh color duct tape over his mouth, right?
Was there any drugs involved with the kid trying to get him
a little sedated
for the actual thing? Because I was amazed at how great he was. I love the part in the calm when he's going after your shoelaces. I thought that was really precious as well.
It's authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very nervous about that shoot. And I've done, 14 videos at this point.
Wow.
And this one was the one I was really nervous about. Because I just didn't know what was going to happen. And even when I went into the editing suite afterwards, I remember just dreading it because I thought, oh no, he's making horrible faces or he looks like he's going to cry. I was so worried because I had no idea what his expression was. And I was so pleasantly surprised when I saw the footage and he just looked like he was having a good time.
Yeah, he really did. And And it really, I think it really worked well. Have you gotten a lot of a positive response from people that have also liked your interaction with your son?
We have. We've gotten so much good stuff back. People really like the 10-minute cardio. They think it's a jump start into, you know, getting back into the swing of things. And
yeah,
especially in winter wonderlands, when you really can't go out, when it's very cold, when you have an infant, it's really hard to go outside and take a stroller ride. I mean, sometimes the sidewalks are icy. Sometimes the temperature is too cold and you can't take your baby with you. So it's a great alternative to going for a walk. And it just is a little bit of the energy jolt. It's 10 minutes, you can do it, you know, and your baby's with you. And the baby likes to be upright. There's a lot of studies that show you want to have the baby, the infant, up vertical, you know, a lot throughout the day. And a lot of times they're lying flat or they're on a blanket lying
right.
flat. So this is a great way to get them upright. And we're very safe. It's all low impact. And there's no jarring movement. So the movement is really great to have your baby with you. So you're literally holding your baby when you're doing cardio. And the baby adds the resistance. I mean, you're breathing hard. You're breaking a sweat. It's good.
Right. And also, you know, matter of fact, when you're doing the cardio portion of it and you have your baby strapped to you, that's a significant little additional weight that you're having to do those exercises with. So they're all really great little exercises.
Do you use the Baby Bjorn?
We used the Baby Bjorn. Yep, that's what we used in the video.
Oh, that's what that thing is?
Yes, doctor.
That strap around.
What do you think it was? Pocahontas, do you think?
Do you guys have kids?
Yes, yeah. We do, but some of us are a little more aware of their children than others.
How old are your kids?
He's got a trifecta
almost
of children.
Almost a 14, it's going to be 12 and 8.
And wow. I have a 12-year-old.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're
and
old.
My kid's still in a baby
Ellen,
Bjorn.
Ellen, we're older guys.
You know, my kid's 12 and we still put him on the Bjorn. His legs hang out. It's adorable.
Now, tell us, how is the studio? You also have the studio. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's in New Haven as well.
It's in New Haven, Connecticut.
And emphasize? Do people come in and do workouts with their child, or is this mostly other yoga and Pilates and workouts like that as well, you know, instead?
You know, my specialty is really fusion fitness, which is really taking the best of mind-body fitness like yoga and Pilates, but kind of bridging it into a class format where there is a little bit more emphasis on cardio. So it's barefoot, and it just looks like these mind-body classes with a little bit more of a kick. And
nice.
That's what fusion fitness is for me.
Is it Bikram fusion?
No, but I do love Bikram. it's not Bikram. But Bikram is a form of yoga. It's more of a purist yoga form.
Right. It's a hot room that people sweat like crazy. But that sounds great. Well, anyway, I love the DVD. It's fantastic. I love your interaction with Luca. It's fantastic. And it comes highly recommended from Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. So we really appreciate you letting us take a look at it, and we'd love to have you on the show today.
Excellent.
Thanks. It's called Happy Baby, Fit Mama. I like that. And if you're in New Haven, I don't think we're going to be in New Haven. How far is New Haven from New York City?
It is about an hour and 15-minute drive, but you can take the train really easily.
That's
hour
not that far.
Minutes.
Well, we're going to be in New York this weekend. Maybe you can come and pick us up and take us back.
Hey, it's going to be a great weekend for New York.
I heard it's supposed to be nice and warm.
It's going to be great.
Maybe we can.
You got to go to Central Park.
Well, the fat guy, he likes to eat.
We're
going to
be going to pizza.
You got to realize,
if
Ellen,
they put a pizza place in the middle of Central Park, we would be in Central Park.
Ellen, the theme of this trip is food and taxi cabs for the fat guy. I like to run and work out, so there's going to be a happy medium. We'll try to find it. But next time
he's going to run next to me in my cab.
We're going to try to get up to New Haven one of these days when we're in the city, because that's not that far. Hour 15 minutes, we can take the train.
And that'll be another state for us.
Right. We'll put that on the tour bus. And we can come work
out.
We can come work out at the studio with Ellen Barrett.
There's some happening people here.
Who are some of the happening people? Other than you. We know you.
Well, you know, Yale is in New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah, it's a lot of smart folks up there.
We have very intelligent people. But we also have some really some awesome peace activists and peace. Some really,
yeah, we're warmongers.
Yeah, we're warmongers. We want more fighting. We want more fighting and more big weapons.
The corporate military establishment.
Yeah,
that's what,
we're into stuff like that. So I don't know if the peace, but
can we bring our paintball guns?
I want to know.
Paintball's acceptable here.
Any cool celebrities though? You got to tell me about up there. And in New Haven, any people?
They are there.
You know, there are a lot of people that are affiliated with Yale that I think are really prestigious and incredibly exciting, but I'm not going to name drop.
You're not going to out them.
Who? We had some Yale professor on.
Didn't you train David Letterman? We heard that you were working with David Letterman. Is that true?
No.
Him
no.
and Regis? Don't they work out together? Right. Him and Regis.
They live in Greenwich. That's the
with
snobby.
With Chris Elliott. All three of them do a cardio class.
They live in
Ellen.
The snobby part of Connecticut, right? That's where New Haven's not like that.
No, they're the real
New
people.
New Haven's totally not like that.
Totally different. Well, anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to you. The new DVD is Happy Baby, Fit Mama. Ellen, it's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. And the website, ellenbarrett.com. That's BARRETT.com. Because if you go to 1T...
Forget it. Bad news.
It's not bad news. You're just not going to get to...
The real Ellen
Barrett. The real Ellen Barrett. So anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
That is Ellen Barrett. Check her out online at ellenbarrett.com. Check out her new DVD, Happy Baby, Fit Mama. Fit Mama.
Gotta love that.
Yes. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our... What, Lee? Our blog, our DVDs.
Blog, books.
We have any
now
DVDs?
We have videos. We don't have DVDs. We should get a DVD.
We should have a DVD.
Really?
We should have a
with all these DVD people we know,
we
can't
should have
a
fitness application and a DVD within
let's
the next
put that
year.
On our to-do
right,
list.
We just finished our second book, 37 Ways to Raise an Active Child.
So we've mastered books.
So we're done with books. Now we're moving on to DVDs.
And apps.
And apps. What about porno? Should we do porno?
No.
Yeah, we should stay away. I don't want to do porno.
I'm not interested.
I don't like that as well. Anyway, that's our show today. I want to thank all of our guests for coming on our show.
Yeah.
Or should I tell people where to go about our website, drfitnessfatguy.com? Should that we tell them that?
That's always good.
Always good. Also want to thank all of our great little partners out there. I want to thank Supersize Cycles. Hopefully we'll get that bike together. We'll get that out the next event that we're going to be at. But go check out supersizecycles.com for cycles for big people. Cycling is a great activity, but it's not for everyone. If you weigh 300 pounds, you just can't hop on one of those little
regular
touring
bikes.
Nope. You got to get a bigger bike. So that's
got
to
supersize.
So you got to supersize, and that's the place to go. Also want to thank Pop Chips. Go to popchips.com, and you'll get the best air pop chips around. They're not fried. They're not baked. They're air popped. Always really good. I want to thank our guests for coming on the show today. I want to thank Carla Walsh. Check out her blog, healthfulbitesblog.com. I would love to thank David Stevens from the British Military Fitness Application. Check them out at, what's that, Lee? What, Lee, what's that
BMF
application?
BMF Fitness App.
BMFFitnessApp.com. Check that out. And also check out Ellen Barrett and her new DVD, Happy Baby Fit Mama, at ellenbarrett.com. For Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Shaffron. Every week here in Atlanta, Georgia, we are making healthy living
fun for everyone.
We will see you next week.